from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Rain Tuesday night has forced the Cochrane Polar Bear Riders Snowmobile Club to close its trails yet again. A small portion of the network had reopened last week, taking advantage of a dumping of snow. Take a look at the OFSC interactive trail map. All you'll see is red right across the province. Polar Bear Riders President Kenny Johnston is holding out hope that snow in the forecast over the next week is enough to open the trails again for some April sledding. On Monday, the Royal Canadian Air Force turns 100 in commemoration of the women and men who have and continue to serve Canada, both at home and abroad, and in recognition of the impact the RCAF has had worldwide. Officials are inviting us to illuminate our homes or workplaces in blue. It's in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record for the most landmarks illuminated in 24 hours. 300 of them in 20 countries have already confirmed, including the Timmins signs outside the museum and the transit station, and the Cochrane sign at the entrance to that town, and over 100 more across Canada. Over the spring and summer, events like air shows, RCAF runs, and more are taking place across the country and around the world to celebrate the anniversary. Well, just months after Canada reached a population of 40 million, our country now has 41 million. So says Statistics Canada's real-time tracker. The federal agency says in 2023, our country had the highest annual population growth rate since 1957 at 3.2%. Stats Can attributes most of Canada's growth to temporary immigration. Without it, our population growth would have been almost three times less. Over 800,000 non-permanent residents were added to Canada's population last year. In Country 93.1 Sports, the Timmins Rock could send the Iroquois Falls Storm to the golf course tonight. They're in the Falls for a 7:30 start to Game 4 of their NOJHL East Division semifinal, holding a 3-0 lead in the best of seven. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.